Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah. Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps. So when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack and take a step on back and go to a meeting and keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Courtney for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for
Electronic
Emotions Anonymous.
EA Sports?
There is an Emotions Anonymous.
Really?
AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRRMMDRAHAPAWWFAIR. I almost said FAIL. Fail. We don't speak for fail.
What is WOW?
It's one of these secular programs.
World of Wakavui?
It's Women of Wakavui.
That's awesome. Yeah. Who's that from? That's from
it's Elmer Fudd.
No, but it's also like Princess Bride.
Yeah,
Marriage.
Oh, Billy Crystal's
Marriage.
Baba Wawa.
Baba Wawa. Yeah, the priest that married them.
Say man and wife. Man and wife. We don't speak for anybody except ourselves, which is not that spectacular. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley.
And Mark.
How come you guys never do your initials? I'm just Bruce B.
Because you do.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
It's what sets us apart.
Oh.
Sorry.
It's individuality on the show.
Yeah, you guys are unique, just like everybody else.
That's right.
I didn't really think about it, so.
That's it. From now on, I'm just Bruce.
Okay.
I'm Bruce. Hello, I'm Bruce. B. I'll say B anyway. I'll get stuck.
Yeah, we know. You can't help it.
So, Shelley, Mark had a question for you.
Crap, what?
Yeah. How's your ear?
Vibrating.
Mm-hmm. How's your heart attack?
Over.
Heart attack.
Okay, it was a minor, little baby heart attack. It was a wee infarction.
Your BB infarction?
Yes.
Infarction. It doesn't even sound right.
I love that word.
Infarction sounds like something that happens when you've had a plate of beans.
That's why I like it. It makes it sound like
Blazing Saddles.
No, it made it sound like my heart had a fart.
She had a heart fart.
Heart fart. Oh, Mark, we have an event coming up. We should start to promote this all the time.
We do.
We do have an event coming up. We don't have everything worked out yet, but we have dates.
Yeah.
So set these dates aside.
Yes.
Mark, what do we got going?
July 18th, 19th, and 20th of 2014 will be the Recovery 101 convention in Las Vegas, Nevada.
The Rule 62 convention.
Rule 62 convention.
And... I can't remember what
save,
I was going
to say. Save the date. More will be revealed.
That's right. You can always email us for information. I mean, it's Vegas. So, you know, everybody wants to go to Vegas. Even if... Look.
Free blues at the gambling tables.
Is this... You know, what happens
wait
in
minute,
Vegas...
Wait a minute. We can't do that. While we don't speak for any of the A's, we're still all in recovery. We can't go to Vegas just because there's free booze.
Listen, what happens at the convention
stays at the convention.
No, what
and
happens?
Let me tell you,
no,
if you need a
no,
reason to
no.
go to Vegas, you just tell your significant other that you're going to the Recovery 101 convention. Rent a room there at the South Point where we're going to be. Let us know so we can get credit and everything. And then you can go do whatever you want.
Because
this isn't like AA and AOACA. This is... Recovery 101, Rule 62.
No. What happens at the convention doesn't stay at the convention.
Oh,
it ends up on the show.
It ends up on the show.
Oh,
that's true.
That's
we
true.
Just remove the names to protect
the
innocent.
We'll be like that one guy from Montana, which will be the one guy from Montana. That guy with the wife who was pissed that he said he was going fishing.
Our first shows with a live audience.
Yes, and you can ask questions and everything when we record it from there.
We'll do some shows there, and we'll have live audience participation. You know what's going to happen? We're going to get heckled.
Awesome.
There's going to be one guy going, you guys
suck. Three of us sit here and we heckle each other. How's that going to bother anything else?
We've got Mark. Hecklers be damned. We have Mark. He can shoot them down. He's our famous one-liner.
If we need to, we can call in Greg from the sideline to be the anti-heckle guy.
Yeah.
The only anti-heckling thing I have is not really a good one. It's that you look at the guy and you go, who did your plastic surgery? A veterinarian? Ba-dum-bum-tsh. See? And that's what I mean. That's the only one I have. It's the only comeback I have like that.
That's not a comeback.
I'm sorry.
I don't even know what that is, but it's not anything really related to comedy.
Somebody out there would laugh at that. Somebody laughed.
Yeah, probably a veterinarian.
By the way, since we're bantering here for a moment.
Yes.
We haven't put up part two of that. When we're recording this, we haven't put up part two of this other show, but I would like to go back and let you guys know that the comments on the page widely support my meeting people at meetings thing. And there was a couple of girls that said, well, I get what Shelley and Mark were saying, but it's true. If we tell people to go to program all the time and we tell people to hang out with people in recovery, where else are you going to meet them?
I saw that.
A couple things, but there was widespread approval.
I agree with that. Bruce, now look, let's clarify something. Just because at times those of us take other sides.
Devil's advocate?
Yeah, I mean, those of us take other sides of deals doesn't mean that's necessarily how we feel. It's like when you went to meetings and told people you'd finished.
It's Mark and I against Shelley then, because I think she felt that way.
I had an infarction. I can't remember anything.
Yeah. Oh, I don't care. That's gonna be the thing from now on. I had an infarction.
I'm gonna blame everything on the infarction.
Well, you know what? It's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Shelly's doing a dance on the way over there.
The news today brought to you by infarction.
I had a little hitch and McGiddy up there.
Yeah.
It's that chair. I'm telling you, it's that chair.
At the same time that it sucks getting older, it sure is better than the alternative of not getting older.
No, you know what? When we were at coffee the other night, what I realized that I love about getting older is I don't give a crap anymore. I go to coffee. There's all these young people. They're looking at me. I'm sitting there crocheting like a little old lady. I don't care. I want to crochet and have my coffee. I don't really give a crap.
I'll tell you what she did care about.
What?
The music.
Oh my gosh!
It was like DJ Wiz Khalifa or something. And
it was rap.
Shelley was just like, "Is this music?" She's like, "They call this music."
Where at?
Cafe X2O. Glendora. We love that place. Okay. But the thing is, what I've noticed about rap music on the few occasions that I've listened to what they're calling rap today, rap used to be about rhythm, rhyme, and story. Yeah. There was always a story in the song. Now, it's just you a ho. That's not a story.
No story there.
Well, this guy had a thing about how he was making money. I'm making money. I mean, there was like, and he was making money like 387 different ways in the song.
And then the next song.
That's all it was.
And then the next song was about, I'm making money. I'm like, jeez.
And you know what? And you know what I told Shelly?
I'm making money off my hose.
And you know what I told Shelly? The interesting thing about that is he is making money off a song about how he makes money.
Yeah. All right, Bruce sent in this story from San Ramon, California.
San Ramon.
Three students at a California high school are the heroes. I guess we should have had kazoos for this.
We probably should have. Blow them, make sure there's no black widows in them.
Okay, Heroes of the Week.
How does that go with your ears?
Yeah.
Shelly's been having a little ear issue.
To go with her infarction.
Yeah. Okay. Peter, I'm never going to be able to pronounce these names. Why can't they all just be Jim, Bob, and Joe?
Paul, and Mary?
Yes. It's Peter Kravoitis.
Okay.
Kirill Yantikov. And Garen Kisioyan.
Where's this at?
So what are the first three names?
Peter, Kirill, and Garen.
Okay.
Whew, they're all 17 years old. They go to San Ramon High School in California. They rescued a 94-year-old woman, her 71-year-old daughter and their dog from their home. It was a two-alarm fire. They were trapped in the house. The boys realized that there were people trapped in the house when they saw the fire, ran around to the back, and pulled them out.
Nice job.
Yeah.
They said, and their dog spot.
And their dog spot. They said that that they saw the fire and the smoke, and they said, we don't really feel like heroes because, you know, they weren't really thinking at the time. They didn't have time to be afraid. They just ran and did it.
Yeah, there's not a lot of thinking involved in stuff like that.
So, good for them.
It's like punching a guy in a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know that all too well.
Okay, Bruce sent in this one, too. Actually, I got this one from three people. I believe that it was also sent in by Brian and I've forgotten who the other person was. It might
Brian
have been Fran.
Fill in the blank.
But I got it from Bruce. North Carolina. This is really gross. And I can't imagine why you would ever let somebody do this.
Is this a podiatrist one?
Yes. And it's in a Walmart, which is where it belongs.
Where else would it be?
They are seeking a man who has been going through to these Walmarts and convincing women that he's a podiatrist and letting, you know, he gets to them by saying, well, let's try on some shoes. I can show you which ones will fit better, blah, blah, blah. At some point in the proceedings, he gets them to take off their socks and starts sucking on their toes, whereupon they then get freaked out and he runs away. Really? That is disgusting.
I got toe jam football. All I can think about when I think of toe jam football.
That's really gross. And the fact that he's done this multiple times and they still haven't caught him when everything in Walmart's on cameras, I'm baffled.
Because he doesn't look any more unusual than the other people that are
yeah,
there.
Yeah, because they're busy That's watching true. The guy wearing the thong.
And the tutu.
And they're busy uploading security videos to
people of Walmart.com.
Yeah. Keep track of the chickens.
Okay, these are the idiots of the week. And the idiots of the week are the Walnut Groves Elementary School in Missouri. Specifically the principal. Nikea Williams was at home. She has a child who has Asperger's syndrome. And sometimes her son gets a little bit overwhelmed by school. So she is what they call a known parent, someone who gets called to come and calm her child down so that he can continue with his education and not be disruptive and blah, blah, blah. She's a known parent. That's what they call him. She got a call from the office one day last week, said he's really, really upset. Can you come and calm him down? She gets there. They buzz her in. She runs to his classroom to calm him down. The principal decides that since she has not signed the register book, she's going to call the cops on her.
What?
Oh, yeah. And Miss Williams said, well, bring the book to the classroom. I'll sign it right now. It's not that big of a deal because they knew she was coming. They called her.
Yeah.
But no, the principal said, no, they're already on their way. So the kid's already upset. Watching his mother get arrested in his classroom did not help the situation.
Is the principal looking for a new job?
I hope so. This just happened, so I'm sure that more will
more
come
will
along
be revealed.
Yeah, on this score because that is just ridiculous. She got arrested for
trespassing.
Well, she got arrested for trespassing, and then there's some other charge for being
for calling the principal an idiot.
Yeah,
I'd be charged with that. You're an idiot, and the cops that show up that are going to arrest me, you're even stupider.
Yeah, well, can you smell the lawsuit come in there? And then I found this other one. Actually, it was a link from a story that Fran sent, and I thought, okay, that's really weird. But there was funding available for this. It was a study done by the Chemical Senses Center of America. I don't know where that is. But they have done a study that says that you can tell what race someone is by the smell of their earwax.
And why would I need to be able to do that?
That is never clarified in the story.
You can tell by the taste of it, too.
Yeah.
But what I want to know is...
It tastes a little like curry.
Whose job is it to sniff people's earwax? How do you get enough earwax out of somebody? I mean, I clean my ears.
Oh, no, you could get enough earwax out of someone.
Well,
there's
yeah,
no doubt
but,
about that.
I mean, I've never had an earwax problem, but I just... yeah, I know my son does, but I'm like... Really? Whose job is it to go around sniffing earwax?
Well, Connor can make little Play-Doh animals.
You know what that reminds me of? From the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer cartoon, Yukon Cornelius would throw the axe up in the air and pick it up and go and lick it and go.
Sniff the end of the
nothing.
Axe.
Yes.
That reminds me. Nothing.
But what I want to know
nope.
is.
No gold.
So you want to determine the race of someone so you sample their earwax. Why don't you just look at them? Why don't you call them on the phone and ask them?
Well, you wouldn't need to call them on the phone if you're close enough to smell the earwax.
Right, but I'm saying,
well, here's what I'm going to guess. You're standing there next to the guy, and we'll just use three examples because they're easy examples. There is clearly an Asian guy, a white guy, and a black guy. I don't really need to smell their earwax to determine which one of them is the black guy or the white guy or the Asian guy. Not that difficult.
Michael Jordan and Bruce Lee walk into a restaurant and you want to find out what their race is.
Yeah. Can I
smell your earwax?
Fran sent this next one in.
Fantastic.
You know, there's a lot of people that are saying that, you know, young children should not be allowed to play with tablets or smartphones or any electronic things or whatever.
They're idiots.
Because they might swallow them?
It might damage their little brains somehow. I don't know.
Yeah, it might overstimulate their brains and cause them to learn more.
However, Laura Toon is quite happy with the fact that her 2-year-old likes to play with her smartphone. She has the FaceTime app where you can call people and like Skype with them or whatever. Uh-huh. Or talk to. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Well, her 2-year-old has gotten into her phone. He loves to prank call people to the point where her friends have stopped answering her FaceTime calls because they figure it's Bentley playing around with her phone.
Bentley. He's named after a car.
Well, one day she was taking care of some foster dogs, and one of the dogs attacked her and bit one of her fingers off.
Oh.
And there's blood all over the place, and she was losing quite a bit of blood. Uh-huh. Her 2 daughters, who are 4 and 6, were too afraid to call in 911 on the phone because there was blood everywhere, and there was blood on the phone, and they didn't know how to call 911. Bentley gets into his mother's purse, grabs the smartphone, hits somebody on the FaceTime, one of the icons, and her friend thought, okay, I don't normally answer because it's probably Bentley, but let's just see what's going on, did answer and heard her screaming in the background. She'd almost passed out from loss of blood. So just a little lesson, you know, if you've got a 2-year-old interested in your smartphone.
So what you're saying about Bentley is then?
Bentley is a hero.
I wasn't going to do that to you, Shelley.
Thanks, Mark. Okay.
Come on, you got to give the 2-year-old the horn of triumph.
Yeah, yes. Shelley's having reverb issues.
The kazoo, the kazoo of triumph.
Yes. And I get planes, too. What is the deal today? Okay, the next story is from Bill.
The planes are better than the boom, boom, no. boom, 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 boom.
The Doppler effect is killing me.
Yeah, it's okay. So what's next?
The next story is from Bill, and this story is actually out of Fresno, which is sort of the environs in which Bill habitates.
Fresno's sort of the Florida of California.
Fresno,
apparently.
Yeah, it is. There's a 2 men who started a company called We Be Sober, which is a...
I like that.
Basically, they drive around, hang out around the bars. Anybody who looks too drunk, and they don't. I think they don't make any money off of it.
They give them rides or something.
Yeah, they just give them rides. They don't want people driving.
And they
drunk.
Drop them off at the 20 questions at home.
So they pick people up at bars, take them home. Unfortunately, they're both now in the hospital because they were hit by a drunk driver last weekend.
Ow! Jeez.
They picked up the wrong guys. They should have picked up that guy.
Wow.
Yeah. I know, poor guys, they're just trying to do a good deed and then they get whammed.
Well, in our area, and I'm positive in probably the areas where many people live, you can call most of the tow companies now will do a tipsy tow thing, and I know AAA does it, where you call them and you're drunk at a bar, and they, not only will they tow you, they'll put your car up on a flatbed, take you, drop you off in your driveway.
And put your car on top of you.
Yeah.
like it belongs.
The tire roll over your pant leg so you can't get up and go
and
drive
go
again.
Anywhere. And that, my excellent friends, is the end of the boozy news.
That's the weirdest sound in Dudes ever.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio, yeah.
We're back. Welcome back.
Shout out
to the New Way Foundation.
And Sober College.
At selfwillhappens.com.
Yay. Shelly's like right there with that now. She's right in like Flynn. Now, do you remember who Flynn is? In like Flynn?
I thought it was like Flint.
In like Flint? Was it in like Flint?
Well, there was a movie called In Like Flint.
Yeah. Well, there's a bunch of them. Remember who it is? James Coburn. The other one I like, do you remember Matt Helm movies?
Yeah.
Was Dean Martin playing like the American James Bond?
Yeah. Didn't James Francisco play Matt Helm on the TV series, though?
He might have. Well, he
it was
like
Dean Martin did the movies.
Mm, yeah.
But I thought James Francisco did the TV show.
Well, that's because Dean was busy with his Dean Martin variety show, which he said, I'll do it, but I don't want to rehearse because I want to spend any time rehearsing. I just want to come in and do it. And they said, okay. What could be cooler than that?
There were guys who could just do that, though.
What could be cooler than that? You walk out on stage, drink in a hand, which turns out was always apple juice
because he didn't drink.
But he'd come out, what appeared to be a drink in his hand, a tuxedo and a cigarette, come out and sing a couple songs, chat with some people and be like, all right, thanks.
Yep.
So we have a topic.
We do.
Shelly, do you remember what the topic is?
Isn't it circling the drain?
Circling the drain. What is circling the drain, Mark?
Circling the drain is when you're heading to the sewer and you're hanging on by the existing current.
Yeah, you're like, you're about to go down
the
drain.
You're about to go down the crapper.
And everyone sees it.
Uh-huh.
Because you can look and you can see when something's about to go down the drain.
And you think you're swimming.
Yeah, you think you're doing real well because you haven't gone down the drain yet, but you're about to. It's kind of like when you see someone circling the drain and then you realize that a bunch more water is coming and that flow that you've been hanging onto the edge and haven't gone down the drain is about to change dramatically.
Yeah.
Know anybody like that, Shelly? You ever been like that?
Yeah, I guess I was, but I didn't realize it at the time.
I think that's the thing. I don't think anybody realizes it.
But we know somebody who is currently
in the current
doing the glug glug shuffle.
The glug glug shuffle.
Yeah. You think you're going with the flow.
Oh, he's going with the flow, all right. Yeah. That's just some pretty swift moving current.
And you find out where the flow is heading.
Yeah, and you know, and I'm sure we've all seen it before with other people. We had a guy that stayed with us for a while. This guy got $40,000. And he didn't even, and at first, he wasn't even drinking. He was just spending money. And when he got done spending basically his entire 40 grand, which only took him like a couple of months, then he started drinking.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude,
you
could see him go. Yeah, he's depressed because he spent all his money. You know anyone like that, Mark?
Hell, I got a roommate like that right now, so.
Oh. Yeah, perfect. You know. Does he listen to the show?
No.
You should have him listen to this one.
Got it. You know, took his year cake.
Celebrated?
Met a girl.
Oh, well, there you go.
Uh-oh.
Isn't it funny how women always seem to hang out near the drain?
Yeah.
Well, and our drains, the men hang out near our drains, so.
Oh. Ow, Shelly. Our drain is the men.
And she, so he used with her.
Oh, misery loves company.
Realizing afterwards that she had a problem. So he's trying to help her get clean and sober.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, he's got his Superman cape on.
Yeah, and that's a good name for another show sometime.
Yeah, so he is, he's doing okay. He's been a couple weeks now and finally told me that he's got the gumption to start going back to meetings. They don't go back to meetings the first 2 weeks because he don't want to put up with the grief from everybody.
He's got the forest?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what we should call that. You got the forest today? What do you mean? You got the forest gumption to go to a meeting? So, I have a guy, which, and the funny
I had, I've had him.
I was going to say, the funny thing is this guy has been sponsored by both Mark and I, and numerous other people as well. And my problem in the past, and he stayed sober for a while.
He did a better job when he was broke.
He stayed sober for a while.
He did, didn't he? Amazing how that works.
And, you know, when he's a sober, like everyone else, he's sober, he's a nice guy, and this and that. And it's like, and in a way, I don't even fault him for this. I mean, when he's loaded, he acts like addicts do. I mean, he does crazy, strange, completely illogical things.
Addict behavior.
When he's loaded. But he's about to get a ton of money. He just got a chunk of money. And, you know, I'm not going to say who the guy is or whatever. He got a chunk of money, and he spent it all in, like, 3 weeks. And it was a
chunk.
Fairly large chunk of money, but
he could have opened a store with
a
it.
Big chunk, of
five,
money.
Five figures,
five figures, yeah. Yes, five figures, yeah. And he's going to get a bigger chunk, which is six figures, and
that should kill him.
Well, the problem
that's
is
what we think will happen.
If he's lucky.
The problem is, he comes to me the other day and he says, "Will you sponsor me?" And I said, "Yeah, I'll sponsor you." And I'm like, here's what we need to do. You need to. We got to get together. We got to write stuff down. We got to figure out what to do with this money that's coming in. Because if you have access to it, you're going to spend it.
Well, he can pay your $50,000 sponsor retainer first of all.
Yes. A retainer fee and first being a sponsor, yeah. But I told him, I said, we got to. You know, I don't care what it is. Like, I know a guy in the program that has got a lot of money. A friend of mine, Dave. He's got a lot of money. Mm-hmm. He owns, like, natural gas wells or something. He was horrible when he was newly around at doing anything with money, so his brother administrated the account. If he needed something, he'd call the brother up, say, hey, I'm going to here. Can you call and give these guys a credit card number? Mm-hmm. And it worked out pretty well for him. I'm like, you need to do something like that. You got to have it where you can't access this money.
Uh-huh.
And you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to go to a meeting, he will barely answer a text from me, and he's continuing to get loaded. Hasn't even attempted to go to a meeting.
Why are you texting him?
I send him the kind of text that goes, you still alive? And then I texted him a text where I said, look, I'm not going to be able to work with you because you're not working.
Well,
doing anything.
If he's not calling you, you're not working with him anyway.
It's true.
So.
It's true. He shows, you know, and he's got a friend and that's just nice gal, but overbearingly enabling of him. Put up her Jeep for a bond to get him out of jail. So there's her name's on a $20,000 bond. And I'm like, wow, that was really
stupid.
Bad idea. So, Shelly, what do you think?
About what? I mean,
you've been largely silent the
I know,
this whole little bit.
You've been talking.
Right. Now we're not. Here you go. It's your chance to shine.
It happens all the time. It's to greater or lesser degrees, depending on how close I am with the person. It's painful to watch, but I can't do anything. And, you know, I'm not going to chase people down if they want to kill themselves. If that's... Well, and it's weird because there's a difference. Like if somebody said that they felt like killing themselves, I'd be calling 911. But addicts say they want to kill themselves every single day.
Well,
So what you can't, because they're not actually saying it, it's just in their behavior. You know, I mean.
There's some days that I want to kill you.
Those are the days that you go to work, thank God. but there's not my, there's really nothing that you could, I hate that. I hate saying that because it makes me feel powerless, but at the same time, I am powerless. So
now, do you guys think?
All addicts try to kill themselves. It's just most of us do it on the installment program.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you guys think, I do, but do you guys think that you can see it coming for people?
Clearly.
Here's a guy going to get 140, 50, 60 grand. I don't even know how much he's getting.
Yeah.
You know, you sit there, you look at it, you go, he just got loaded with the $40 he got the other day. You think he's going to get loaded when he gets 150,000?
We saw it happen, and I honestly thought this guy was going to die. And in fact, he did manage to get to a meeting once, and I knew he was going to be there, and I saw him, and he looked like crap, so I made him a sandwich and a piece of fruit and took him a little lunch. Who? And I handed – I'm not going to tell you
I'm like, who is this?
And I took it to him, and I handed it to him before the meeting, and I said, here, because every condemned prisoner deserves a last meal.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And then
he's been going
die.
To the Mark school.
And then he
Except
didn't
Mark
die.
Wouldn't have took him a sandwich.
A shit sandwich and a lemon.
A shit sandwich. Mark would have gave me a shit sandwich.
I took him a nice ham sandwich and a banana and some chips.
That's
a
so
ham sandwich
me.
On white bread with mayonnaise for Joe Bernstein.
Yeah, but interestingly, if you know what, one of the reasons why I am very pro on offering to feed addicts, especially if they come to our house,
it's because they need a meal.
Well, no, not really. Because if they eat, they might not probably be loaded at that moment because people,
certainly not on speed or coke.
Yes, people that do speed and coke and stuff like that, you offer them food, they don't want to eat.
Well, no, because it has edges.
Usually, yeah. Yikes. So, you can see the drain coming. You can see the person circling the drain.
I see the current.
Now, do we have any responsibility to put the screen in the drain?
That's what the program is.
I know, but do we have any responsibility when we see that it's going to happen? It's going to happen. Is there any responsibility for us besides just being available if they ask for help? Do you think? I mean, are we like the Swiftwater rescue team where they call out at the last minute and this, you know, Mark puts a flotation device around his waist and dives into the current?
Heck no.
No.
I'm not getting stuck in that current.
No sense of both of us dying.
No, I mean, I think we have a responsibility to present the material, but we can't make them care.
You can lead a horse to water. But you, can't
you still
make
have it. To mow it.
Yeah. Mark's been eating a little acid here today. That mushroom pizza wasn't regular shrooms, was it? So, Shelley, what would your final words on circling the drain be?
I don't know. If you feel like you're circling the drain, put the plug in it. And go to a meeting.
Put the plug in the jug?
No, in the drain.
Oh, same thing. How about you, Mark?
I can throw you the life preserver. It's your job to grab onto it like the drowning man.
That's true, isn't it? That's true. I don't really have any good last... I'll tell you what my last words for this will be. To the person involved in this, and they may never hear... You know, they may never hear this. Because, you know, we get too loaded, we die. Mm-hmm. If you're not dead and you really want to do a program and you're willing to go to meetings and do all the things that you need to do, call me and I will help you. But if you're just looking for me to nurse you through another spree, it's not going to work.
And also, if you're circling the drain and you're lucky enough to not die, it'd be a good idea not to flush again.
That's true. That's true. Shelley, we have a friend back east.
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he will send it to you in the post.
Sweet.
You can also inquire about franchise.
Wow. You okay there, Shelley? Shelley, running out of breath.
Franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town. And we have, what is it, 12stepgazette.com? /IE for the England Empire.
com/IE
For people in the San Gabriel, no, not San Gabriel. Inland Empire,
Southern
whatever.
California.
Yeah. Okay. Next.
Mark.
Yeah.
People listen to the shoe.
They do listen to the shoe. We appreciate that very much.
They should come to the convention if they listen to the
shoe. If you listen to the show, you need to be at the convention.
You know what? We have people coming from the UK. So if you're like in Arizona and you're like, I can't get to Nevada. Yeah. Bullshit.
BS.
Yep. We have people coming from the UK. All I can say is your excuses will not be tolerated.
And anyone coming from the UK, don't forget to bring your stripper pole with you.
Oh, and if you're coming from the UK...
I'm going to get a room with a stripper pole, so it should be okay.
Oh.
If you're coming from the UK, specifically Katie, bring me some cans of mushy peas, please.
Can't you just buy peas and mush them?
No, it's not the same thing. Trust me.
Mushy peas?
Mushy peas. I need mushy peas. I'm desperate, please.
Ew.
Oh. Wow.
So, oh, and a treacle tart.
So many... Would you like a
anything
small
else?
Representation of the Tower of London as well?
No.
Okay.
A bottle of 18-year-old Macallan? I mean, what else do you want?
A puzzle of Big Ben?
No, just the mushy peas and the treacle tart. If I think of anything else,
What's
I'll let you know.
Treacle tart?
It's a dessert made with treacle.
Treacle's I don't know what treacle is, but
treacle's
it
kind of like molasses.
Okay, so it's not like tinkles.
No.
Okay, just checking.
Kind of got off subject here.
Okay, so people are listening to the show.
if you're still listening after that, we appreciate it. We ask that you go to recovery101.net and do all the stuff we ask you to do. Go out there and do your duty.
People that don't listen this far in the show miss all these little gems.
You miss so much.
You miss so much. If you are Facebook friendly, you can like the Recovery 101 radio show page. And you can get updates and stuff there, and we post cool graphics and crap like that. And you can put topics and all that kind of stuff there. If you'd like to be a little more anonymous on Facebook, you can join the Recovery 101 group. And the little icon for that looks like a little tree. I'm not sure why, but it does. It's like a family tree, I guess. And you can interact with people that send in boozy news, and you can send in boozy news and all that. And you can hear about the convention and all that good stuff that's coming up.
Sure, it's not a marijuana bud.
A what?
Sure it's not a marijuana bud? The tree.
The tree is a marijuana bud?
Bud, yeah. Could be.
A marijuana bud?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. I wasn't listening.
It looks more like a piece of broccoli, to be honest with you. The tree icon
for
the Recovery 101 group. It looks a little like a broccoli. Mm. If you you can email us at recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can join the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously. What?
One more time, the convention dates?
July 18th through 20th.
It's time to ask for those 3 days off.
Yep.
Shelly, who's lead at music by?
Looking for trouble.
Looking for trouble. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
And I promise to tell you no lie. I got a secret obsession, a pleasure that satisfies. It's got curves in all the right places, a V8 and 4 on the floor. It takes me to faraway places where I'm wild about my Thunderbird 4. I'll take a ride in your Chevy or Dodge, but honey, don't be absurd. You know the only car you're parking in my garage is a slick red Thunderbird. Sliding right beside me, and I promise to make you a man. And if you won't oblige me, I'll find somebody who can. Don't ask me how it handles, don't ask how fast it drives. I'm not that good with the details, but my T-bone makes me feel so alive. I'll take a ride in your Chevy or Dodge, but honey, don't be absurd. The only car that's parking in my garage is a slick red Thunderbird. Don't ask me how it handles, I said don't ask how fast it drives. Be absurd. The only car you're parking